Welcome to Los Angeles Memorial Coliseum in Los Angeles, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Los Angeles Dodgers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Richie Ashburn. Batting second. The first baseman, Bob Will. Batting third. The shortstop, Ernie Banks. Batting fourth. The right fielder, George Altman. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Billy Williams. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Jerry Kindle. Batting eighth. The catcher, Dick Bertel. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Brewer. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Jim Brewer. For the Los Angeles Dodgers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Maury Wills. Batting second. The second baseman, Jim Gilliam. Batting third. The right fielder, Wally Moon. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Frank Howard. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Tommy Davis. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Gil Hodges. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Daryl Spencer. Batting eighth. The catcher, Doug Camilli. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Don Drysdale. Pitching for the Los Angeles Dodgers, Don Drysdale. And now, play ball. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ashburn takes first base on ball 4. Bob Will is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Will hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Ashburn moves to third. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Banks takes first base on ball 4. Will moves to second. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Altman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Drysdale fields it and throws to home to get Ashburn. Will moves to third. Banks moves to second. One out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gilliam fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Dodgers nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Maury Wills is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Wills hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Gilliam is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Gilliam hits a fly ball into left field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Moon batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Moon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wills moves to third. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Howard hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Wills scores. Moon moves to second. It's 1-0, Dodgers. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Davis strikes out. There goes Howard. The throw from Bertel to second, and Howard is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Dodgers 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Santo strikes out. One out. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Kindle is hit by the pitch. Dick Bertel batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Bertel hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jim Brewer is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Brewer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wills fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Kindle moves to second. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ashburn is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Ashburn hits a fly ball into right field. Moon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Dodgers 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Gil Hodges batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Hodges hits a pop-up towards short. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Daryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Spencer hits a fly ball into center field. Ashburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Doug Camilli is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Camilli hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, Dodgers. Don Drysdale is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Drysdale hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Maury Wills is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Wills is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Wills hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Dodgers 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Will is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Will is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Will takes first base on ball 4. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Banks is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Banks hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Altman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Altman is 0-for-1 in the game. Altman hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Howard. Altman reaches second base with a double. Will moves to third. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams strikes out. Two outs. Ron Santo batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Santo is 0-for-1 in the game. Santo takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Kindle is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Kindle hits a line drive into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Dodgers 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Jim Gilliam is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Gilliam is 0-for-1 in the game. Gilliam hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-0, Dodgers. Wally Moon is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Moon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Moon strikes out. One out. Frank Howard batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Howard is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-1 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Gil Hodges is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Hodges is 0-for-1 in the game. Hodges strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Dodgers 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Dick Bertel is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Bertel is 0-for-1 in the game. Bertel hits a fly ball into left field. Howard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Brewer is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Brewer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Brewer strikes out. Two outs. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Ashburn is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Ashburn hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Will is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Will is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Will hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ashburn moves to third. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Banks is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards third. Spencer fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ashburn scores. Will moves to second. It's 3-1, Dodgers. George Altman is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Altman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Altman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Dodgers 3, and the Cubs 1. The Dodgers will come to bat. Darryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Spencer is 0-for-1 in the game. Spencer strikes out. One out. Doug Camilli is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Camilli is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Camilli hits a fly ball into right field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Drysdale is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Drysdale is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Drysdale hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Dodgers 3, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Santo is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Santo hits a fly ball into right field. Moon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Kindle is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Kindle hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Howard. Kindle reaches second base with a double. Williams moves to third. Dick Bertel is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Bertel is 0-for-2 in the game. Bertel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Will scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Williams scores. Two outs. It's 3-2, Dodgers. Jim Brewer is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Brewer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Brewer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Dodgers 3, and the Cubs 2. The Dodgers will come to bat. Maury Wills is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Wills is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Wills hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Jim Gilliam is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Gilliam is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Gilliam hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wills moves to third. Wally Moon is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Moon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Moon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Wills scores. Two outs. It's 4-2, Dodgers. Frank Howard batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Howard is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Howard takes first base on ball 4. Dick Drott now pitching. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Davis is 0-for-2 in the game. Davis hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kindle settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Dodgers 4, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Ashburn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Ashburn hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Will, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Will is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Will hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wills fields it and throws to second for the out. 1 out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Banks is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Banks takes first base on ball 4. Will moves to second. Ron Paranoski now pitching. George Altman is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Altman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Altman strikes out. 2 outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Williams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gilliam scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Dodgers 4, and the Cubs 2. The Dodgers will come to bat. Gil Hodges is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Hodges is 0-for-2 in the game. Hodges hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Darryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Spencer is 0-for-2 in the game. Spencer hits a fly ball into right field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Doug Camilli is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Camilli is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Camilli takes first base on ball 4. Ron Paranoski is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Paranoski strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Dodgers 4, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Santo is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Santo hits a line drive into right field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Kindle is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's been hit by a pitch. Kindle hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hodges scoops it up and throws to first, with Paranoski covering, for the out. Santo moves to third. 1 out. Dick Burkell is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Burkell is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Burkell hits a fly ball into right field. Moon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Santo tags and scores. 2 outs. It's 4-3, Dodgers. Al Heist pinch hits for Dick Drott. Al Heist is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Heist hits a fly ball into left center field for a base hit. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Ashburn is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Ashburn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hodges scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Ashburn for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Dodgers 4, and the Cubs 3. The Dodgers will come to bat. Andre Rogers now playing first base. Don Elston now pitching. Maury Wills is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Wills is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Wills hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Jim Gilliam is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Gilliam is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Gilliam hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Wally Moon, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Moon is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Moon hits a line drive into left center field for a base hit. Frank Howard, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Howard is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Howard hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Dodgers 4, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Wally Moon now playing left field. Willie Davis now playing center field. Tommy Davis now playing right field. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Rogers hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Banks is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Banks hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rogers moves to second. George Altman is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Altman is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Altman bunts towards the mound. Peronoski fields it and throws to first for the out. Rogers moves to third. Banks moves to second. 1 out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Williams is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Williams strikes out. 2 outs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 0 strikes. Santo is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Santo is walked intentionally. Jerry Kindle, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Kindle is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's been hit by a pitch. Kindle hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Rogers scores. Banks scores. Santo moves to third. It's 5-4, Cubs. Larry Sherry now pitching. Sammy Taylor pinch hits for Dick Burkell. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Taylor hits a pop-up towards short. Will settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Dodgers 4. The Dodgers will come to bat. Sammy Taylor now catching. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Davis is 0 for 3 in the game. Davis hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Gil Hodges, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Hodges is 0 for 3 in the game. Hodges hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Hodges reaches second base with a double. Duke Snider pinch hits for Darryl Spencer. Duke Snider, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Snider hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hodges scores. It's Cubs, 5, Dodgers, 5. John Rosporo pinch hits for Doug Camilli. John Rosporo, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Rosporo hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kindle settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Charlie Neal pinch runs for Duke Snider. Larry Sherry is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Sherry hits a pop-up towards first. Rogers settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Dodgers 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Jim Gilliam now playing third base. Charlie Neal now playing second base. John Rosporo now catching. Don Zimmer pinch hits for Don Elston. Don Zimmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Neil scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ashburn is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Ashburn hits a line drive towards the mound. Sherry reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Rogers is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Rogers strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Dodgers 5. The Dodgers will come to bat. Barney Schultz now pitching. Maury Wills is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Wills is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Wills hits a pop-up towards first. Rogers settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jim Gilliam batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Gilliam is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Gilliam hits a fly ball into center field. Ashburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Wally Moon is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Moon is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Moon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Dodgers 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Banks is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Banks strikes out. 1 out. George Altman is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Altman is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Altman takes first base on ball 4. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Williams is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sherry fields it and throws to first for the out. Altman moves to second. 2 outs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Santo is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and 2 walks. Santo is walked intentionally. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Kindle is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 2 RBIs. Kindle hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Altman scores. Santo moves to third. It's 6-5, Cubs. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Taylor is 0 for 1 in the game. Taylor strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Dodgers 5. The Dodgers will come to bat. Willie Davis is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Davis hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 4 in the game. Davis bunts towards the mound. Schultz fields it and throws to first for the out. Davis moves to second. 1 out. Gil Hodges is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Hodges is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Hodges hits a line drive towards third. Santo reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Neal hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Davis scores. It's Cubs, 6, Dodgers, 6. John Roseborough is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Roseborough is 0 for 1 in the game. Roseborough strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Dodgers 6. The Cubs will come to bat. Barney Schultz is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Schultz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Will scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Richie Ashburn, batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Ashburn is 2 for 5 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Ashburn hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Gilliam settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Rogers is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Rogers hits a line drive towards third. Gilliam reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Dodgers 6. The Dodgers will come to bat. Larry Sherry is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Sherry is 0 for 1 in the game. Sherry strikes out. Maury Wills is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Wills is 2 for 5 in the game, with 2 singles. Wills bunts towards first. Rogers scoops it up and throws to first, with Kindle covering, for the out. Sherry moves to second. One out. Jim Gilliam, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Gilliam is 2 for 5 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Gilliam hits a ball on the ground towards first. Rogers scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gilliam for the out. Sherry moves to third. Two outs. Wally Moon is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Moon is 2 for 5 in the game, with 2 singles. Moon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Schultz fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Dodgers 6. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Banks is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Will scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Altman is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Altman is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double and a walk. Altman strikes out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Williams is 1 for 6 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Dodgers 6. The Dodgers will come to bat. Willie Davis is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Davis is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Davis bunts towards first. Rogers fields the ball and throws to Schultz covering. Safe. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Davis is 0 for 4 in the game. Davis bunts, foul, towards first. Rogers settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gil Hodges is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. There goes Davis. The throw from Taylor and he is safe. Davis steals second. Gil Hodges is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hodges is 1 for 5 in the game, with a double. Hodges strikes out. Two outs. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Neal is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Neal hits a pop-up towards the mound. Schultz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 13, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Dodgers 6. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Santo is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and 3 walks. Santo hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Rosboro settles under it and makes the catch for the out. one out. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Kindle is 3 for 5 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 3 RBIs. Kindle strikes out. 2 outs. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Taylor is 0 for 2 in the game. Taylor takes first base on ball 4. Ed Bauschi pinch hits for Barney Schultz. Ed Bauschi is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Bauschi strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 13, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Dodgers 6. The Dodgers will come to bat. Don Cardwell now pitching. John Roseborough is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Roseborough is 0 for 2 in the game. Roseborough strikes out. 1 out. Larry Sherry is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Sherry is 0 for 2 in the game. Sherry strikes out. 2 outs. Maury Wills is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Wills is 2 for 5 in the game, with 2 singles. Wills hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jim Gilliam is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wills. The throw from Taylor and he is safe. Will steals second. Jim Gilliam is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Gilliam is 2 for 6 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Gilliam hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Will scores. The game is over. The final score, Los Angeles Dodgers, 7, and Chicago Cubs, 6. Goodbye from Los Angeles Memorial Coliseum in Los Angeles.